Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. Alice, James, how are we? It's the penultimate chapter of Blinder Blink 5.
It most certainly is. And I am on tenterhooks because we're on the beach and Black Ops have landed.
They have indeed. Oh my goodness. Giselle's there. George is there. Bella and Belinda are now imprisoned. What the fuck's going
to
happen?
Well, if it's anything like last chapter, we're going to go tourist trailing again. We're going to go to the fucking, I don't know, what haven't they been to yet? Sydney Opera House?
A wallaby sanctuary.
Wallaby sanctuary. Oh, last time we were in Australia, we held koalas.
We did, yeah. Did you come with us?
I didn't. And I wasn't invited.
Yeah, where were you? And as they were handing them over, they were like, a lot of koalas have chlamydia.
Yeah, that's true.
Mine sneezed on me.
I don't think you can get it through sneezing.
No, but I was a little bit like, oh my God.
Yours sneezed on you?
Yeah, do you remember?
No.
It was quite a cute little sneeze. It was like...
But how do you get chlamydia from a koala?
You can't. I think that's just a myth.
Just if you fuck it.
They have...
James!
Oh, sorry.
Why are you fucking koala bears?
I'm not!
Why are you asking so many questions about it, more to the point?
Yeah, for a friend.
Which ways can I and can I not contract chlamydia from a koala bear?
James, we can talk about this after.
Is it in their hands?
Stop it. Why do you need to know?
They have claws. Hands? Come on, James. Look alive.
Did you tickle it? Like, what did you do to it?
Just hugged it. Great huggers. Oh, lovely.
They're so cute. Well, let's do it again, Al, because it's really good.
I don't know if I want to go with James. I'll go with you.
James, you can stay in the car.
I feel like he might have a lifetime ban with these questions.
You've had your fun with those koalas.
This is always the point that we feel a bit emotional about, not the books, but about the podcast, because It'll be the end soon, and then...
And then what?
No friendship, no nothing, you know?
No job.
Exactly. Evenings are our own.
Can't wait. Be great. A normal relationship with my dad. Brilliant. Well, there's still two chapters to go, so maybe he will bring it all together. Who knows?
And let's not forget how long those chapters feel.
Yes, true. And let's not forget we are friends beyond this. So yes, all things to bear in mind.
Yeah, our lives aren't changing at all. It's all fine. Okay, does anyone want to know what the chapter title is?
Mia.
Wow.
Me.
Yes, please.
The chapter's called... Two Clits in the Clink.
Oh, God.
So there you go.
The Clink.
I haven't heard that in so many years. Yeah.
So medieval. Okay. Should we go? Any of the business?
I actually think it was a clit hanger last time. Like, we don't usually get those.
No.
And he very rarely delivers on it. But I actually feel like a lot of people will be coming back this chapter thinking, what's what? So
I love your optimism. James, you're looking very expectantly there.
Sorry, I'm just kind of folding my arms.
You're excited?
We're just ready. Let's do it.
Okay, all right, let's do it then.
What are those clits up to?
Belinda Blinked 5, Chapter 12. Two Clits in the Clink. Oh.
Oh, what?
Herr Bish was squatting on his Teflon throne, furious and freezing.
Sorry.
It's made of non-stick material.
You slip right off, wouldn't you? I mean, you don't usually stick to a throne anyway. It's not really necessary, is it?
And you're literally not going to be able to get purchased. You'll just never quite sit.
It might be good for the core or something. It might be like, you know, some people sit on those yoga balls at work.
A Teflon throne.
Where the hell do you work?
No.
People sat on yoga balls at the office.
In trendy hipster places. Oh, you will find out they do.
I stand corrected. So Herr Bisch was squatting on his Teflon throne, furious and freezing in his Schloss.
Oh, so we're back to Germany.
Yeah.
There's a throne in the Schloss.
In the Schloss.
Yeah. Oh, of course there's a throne in the Schloss.
Do you think?
Absolutely a throne in the Schloss.
It'd be good if there wasn't a throne in the Schloss.
It's not a Schloss without a throne.
It's really bad, isn't it? I'm just saying.
What do you mean they have escaped to the sun with the Professor of Potts?
Who's escaped with the Professor of Potts?
So Slints wouldn't have known.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That Giselle and George are now in Australia.
Yeah, the last time that he saw them was just before his Gentleman's Wolf.
Yes, and of course he doesn't know that Slints is dead.
No.
So he thinks Slints has gone with them to Australia. Yeah.
And that they've taken Slints with them to get the blueprints for themselves, probably.
Yeah, sure.
So wait, has the Gentleman's Wolf just cleared and he's come too?
A frail Fräulein was licking his bare feet with her tongue.
Oh, no.
Is that Petra? Poor Petra.
That'll push you over the edge if you're frail.
But despite her best efforts, he was not turned on or even hard.
Speech!
What? He hollowed. Speech. S-P-E-I-C-H. I think it might mean speak, maybe?
Okay. Speech.
Speech!
He hollowed. Australia here, spoke goon number three.
What? No! We need the trioxyblosticates.
How does goon number three know more about what's going on than Bish?
Well, because he needs the goons to be in the loop.
Right, okay. Loop in your goons.
Loop in the goons, for goodness sake.
Always loop in the goons.
CC your goons in every email.
We must go there. No!
Bish isn't safe to fly to Australia. He's not in it. And he's not in good health.
He reeks. They've got to put him in the hold.
No, but like he had a heart attack about 12 hours earlier.
No, arithmetic.
Still.
It was an arithmetic.
It was an arithmetic.
Still, he's in his 200s.
And are you saying people in their 200s shouldn't enjoy air travel?
There's got to be a cut-off.
I just feel like you could just fold him up in a suitcase and be fine.
Yeah.
I imagine his bones are really soft.
Just don't declare him.
Yeah, he's like salami that you probably shouldn't be bringing into the country. Although Australia, very, very strict on that stuff.
Very strict.
Alice.
What?
But they don't even let in nuts, Herr Bisch.
They don't.
And he is a nut.
Spoke goon number seven.
How many goons?
Just have one goon, make sure they know everything.
But what if that goon gets compromised?
Oh, then two goons.
I think seven's excessive. We don't even know if that's the top level of goon.
Herr Bisch and the seven goons.
You'll never make it through quarantine screening.
Who are these little piggies?
The goons.
The goons.
Wait, what won't make it through quarantine? He, because he's a petri dish of bacteria and disease. True.
Silence verm.
Bisch shrieked.
What?
Silence verm. Dad spells everything verbatim with Bisch, so it's silence, which is normal, but then it, worm is spelt V-U-R-M.
Oh, verm.
Verm.
Oh, little
verm.
The goon a verm.
A verm.
Silence verm.
It's the verm goon.
He snapped his finger splinters and goon number seven fell through the trap door to a sex dungeon below.
Oh, he's got treated.
Well, yeah, depending on the circumstances, could be a reward. Don't know. I mean, it's House of Bisch, so probably not. What's weird is that's not for Bisch's benefit, the sex dungeon.
No.
Like, he's not going to the sex dungeon, is he?
Oh, no, I bet he loves the sex dungeon. I bet that's where he's got all these ailments from over the years. He's probably, like, I don't know, snapped his leg in there from some brace.
Bisch kicked aside the wench and creaked his bones, levering himself up to his little legs.
How dare this special one and her madman think they can trick me? They cashed millions of euros. I am no fool. They will pay with their lives. We fly tonight!
Dun, dun, dun. It sounds like he's a witch. He's going to go on a broom.
Oh, my. That took it out of you, didn't it?
Oh, knackered.
So Bish is after Giselle and George. Giselle and George are after Bella and Belinda. Bella and Belinda are after Cosmo Macaroon. Cosmo Macaroon's after another series of Dancing in the Star with Superstars.
No, he said no to that.
Oh, he said no to
that. He doesn't want to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so he's like, I am the fool. They will pay with their lives. We fly tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
How does that not kill him to do that? Both Jamie and Bish.
Half the world away, Belinda and Bella were behind bars and in chains.
In chains.
They hadn't slept a blink.
Very nice.
What was this even about, wondered Bella. God, this is about so much, thought Belinda.
Both ends of the spectrum there.
This is about so much. Oh my God, what this is about? I think it's about so much.
That really sums them both up in like a sentence.
The Tweedledum and Tweedledee of
exactly.
These books. Then, just after a paltry lunch spread of spread on bread, George Sylvester hobbled into the cell, but not behind the bars.
What? So how's he in the cell?
I don't know. Maybe like the wider cell?
The greater cell, the outer cell.
The outer cell, if you will.
That's spread on bread.
A paltry lunch spread of spread on bread.
A poultry lunch?
Poultry, yeah.
Chicken. Sorry, was it a poultry lunch or was it a poultry lunch?
Chicken poultry spread lunch. On bread.
I don't like the generic use of spread.
No.
Very disconcerting.
Might be that horrible chicken spread or like...
Well, I was going to say, I quite like that. I'd be happy if that was my...
What, that
food.
Sandwich filling and stuff?
Yeah, lovely. I used to love luncheon meat, though. Do you remember luncheon meat?
What's that one?
It was just like, I don't know, it's meat is your biggest clue. The fact it was just called meat.
Yeah.
It was just bits of everything, like, mashed together.
Yeah, oh, that's all right.
Yum, yum. I guess it was like a modern Spam.
A modern Spam?
There's nothing modern about luncheon meat, my darling.
Was it in circles?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And do you remember those bear face pieces of meat?
Billy Bear ham.
Yeah.
Face meat, my friend's mum used to call it. She'd go, do you want cheese or face meat?
What do you have for your packed lunch? I bet you had fucking fancy shit. I
bet she had school dinners.
I didn't have school dinners. My mum made our packed lunch and it was a little bit out there.
Oh, here we go. God.
Our favourite sandwich...
Spread on bread.
Our favourite sandwich filling was hummus, grated carrot and grapes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh,
fuck, you're as bad as him with his cake.
Can I just say, that is way worse than me.
No, but I think that's just because we were not cos posh. I think cos a bit hippie. We didn't really have like... chocolate bars and stuff in our lunchboxes that often. We'd have like maybe a fig roll.
Homemade fig roll.
Sorry, what was it in your sandwich? Was hummus, carrot and what?
Grapes.
In a sandwich?
I actually don't like that either because of the kind of mixture of sweet and savoury.
No, each to their own, obviously. And sometimes we'd have a pit of bread, stuff with seasonal leaves, fresh garden vegetables.
Yeah, grass out the garden.
No, maybe a kind of... farmhouse cheddar. I can't.
You really need to take everything that you said to me this series back.
No, but I wore it well. You wore it like a prissy little pretentious so-and-so, didn't you?
But I didn't do any of the things. You've created a version of me that never existed. It's... You actually were like that.
Well, I'll come round to mine tomorrow. Luncheon meat, tomato ketchup on a sandwich.
Oh.
You cannot beat it.
You haven't lived.
So George is in the cell, but not behind the bars.
What kind of fork do you eat it with? Just out of interest.
Belinda took to her stilettoed feet and spoke the language they all understood to be UK English. Australian English, very different.
Different.
Well, as we learnt from our good A Belinka's bloody footnote, got all of them wrong, didn't
Speaking
we?
Speaking of goons.
Yeah, so it is a box of wine. I know that now. You can stop tweeting me.
Yeah, it's when you take the bag from a box of wine out and you drink it from the bag. That is a goon, everybody.
Not the word for a great invention, though it is a great invention.
Exactly.
I took the website literally, all right? excuse me, George, but we've got a cookware conference to be at today.
No, they haven't. Good one, Belinda.
No, they have. That's what they're there for. That's their cover, do you remember?
Oh, I thought they were there to sell pots to Cosmo Macaroon.
Yeah, why were they selling pots to Cosmo Macaroon then?
I don't know. They were just moonlighting.
Just doing a deal just because they're being opportunistic, right?
So she's like, we've got a cookware conference to be at today.
What does she think he's going to do? Like, oh, yeah, of course. Sorry, let me just open the gate.
My bad. Here's your accreditation and your lanyard. Have a good one.
Oh, my God, Alice, you're on Rocky's wavelength so much today.
What?
George replied. Ha, ha, ha. I'd burn your accreditation badges if I were you, Blumenthal. Because you won't be needing them. Because you won't be going. Because you're here in jail.
Don't need to burn them. Just chuck them in the bin.
And please, the clink.
Yeah. But I've got to give a very important presentation on... But Belinda stopped herself. Oh, I know, said George. Aussie sun glinting off his fake silver back molar.
It wasn't a real offer to go to the conference. That was from George and Giselle to get them to Australia.
No.
Oh. Good guess, though.
Thank
Good
you. Guess. Thanks. Thanks, James.
Oh, I know. I know you know all about the Trioxy Brillo range, don't you, Belinda Blumenthal?
So is she the only person that knows as much or maybe just a little bit less than Slints?
Belinda gasped, then blinked.
Why would she know as international sales director?
Because maybe she had to have the inner scoop of what it was to know how to
yeah,
sell it.
Yeah, but to sell it, you don't need to know as much as Slints.
Yeah, she's not going to have all the information in her head about how to physically make it.
Surely not, because that's not really necessary to sell it, is it?
Let's just go with the narrative. Let's believe it for
When
once.
Have we ever done that?
Yeah, we're not starting that today.
Somewhere far, but not too far away, Spooner was bonking a blonde beach babe with big boobs up the bum.
So Spooner's there?
He is somewhere far, but not too far away.
Well, he must be in Australia then.
Yeah, they travelled together. Do you remember? He was at the airport.
Yeah, but there was no reference to him being on the plane. He did that thing in the lounge before where he, like, cleared someone's memory or something.
And he was... Yeah, but he had to... But he had to go for a shit before he got on the plane, remember?
No. He must have used it on me.
No, he was in Australia. We haven't seen him yet, but I think he's supposed to have been there the whole time.
Right.
Sure.
So, somewhere far but not too far away,
for
Spooner
sure.
was bonking a blonde beach babe with big boobs up the bum.
Up the bum, no harm done.
At least someone's having fun.
Can you really get me another state opening of Parliament, Mr. Spoons?
She yelled as her ass shagged him right back.
She's a power bottom.
Remind me, power bottom just means you're really into it, or it's lots of people that you've that you bottom.
What, like you collect?
Yeah.
Power over time.
Yeah. Do they just kind of energize you up?
No, a power bottom is someone that is actively involved in the anal sex as much. Like
they push back.
Yeah, sometimes you can just lie there and the power bottom will do all the work.
How on earth?
We'll just do the up and downing and the thrusting.
So that's quite a bottom.
That is a power bottom.
So you don't get the title power bottom for nothing.
No, you don't. And with great power bottom comes great responsibility.
Oh my goodness, use it wisely, of course.
So she's a power bottom. Thanks for clearing that up, James.
Power bottom. Go, go, power bottoms.
Engage.
Turbo.
Which power bottom are you? Power bottom.
Oh, that's not good, is it? No one wants the red power bottom. The baboon.
The rosebud power bottom.
You don't want to be the brown power bottom.
You don't really want to be the pink power bottom,
or
though,
the purple
do you?
One, really.
Yellow?
Oh. No!
Oh, God.
Can you really get me into the state opening of Parliament, Mr. Spoons?
She yelled as her ass shagged him right back. Oh, yes, he panted to the rhythm of a ticking clock. Just behind the Queen's milk muff.
Sorry?
Is that a clock?
Is that what you're worried about?
Sorry.
You said the Queen's mink muff or something. What did you say?
Just behind the Queen's mink muff. Which is perfectly fine to say.
Completely legit. Nothing sexual about that.
He can get her stood behind the Queen at the state opening of Parliament.
What a weird, sexy offer.
Yeah.
Can I shag you on the beach? But also, you'll never guess where I can get you.
Just behind the Queen's mink muff. She orgasmed. But then Spooner stopped fucking the living daylights out of her and pulled out of her backward pussy.
Living Daylights, isn't that a
Bond film?
Yeah. Out of her backward pussy.
Backward pussy.
Oh, so it's not anal, it's just from behind.
It's from behind.
Oh.
Although he did say up the bum, didn't he? Unless he's saying he's calling the anus the backward pussy.
Kind of is the backward pussy.
I mean, it's not. It's famously not.
Front bum, back bum.
Oh, Lord.
God. Sorry. That's not. Belinda! He shouted.
Fuck you!
Shouted the owner of the ass.
My name's Fanny Driller. It was last night and it is now. How dare you get me mixed up with another midnight lady?
Fanny Driller.
Well, that seems like quite a trad porn name, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the first actual porn name we've had, because everybody has such unsexy names in these books.
Also quite Bond girly, like Pussy Galore.
Yes, actually.
There was one called Chew Me.
Chew Me?
Was there?
Yeah. Roger Moore was like, oh, and who are you? She's like,
chew me.
And you're like, God, that hasn't aged well.
Woof. What's your porn name? So it's the name of your first pet and the first street you lived on.
First pet. Okay, so mine would be Rocket Trafalgar.
Jesus.
That's quite good.
It's quite good, isn't it?
You sound like a detective.
I do, yeah. A bit, yeah.
A sexy, non-sexy detective.
Many thanks. James?
Snowy Bins.
Oh.
Snowy Bins.
Old and dirty.
Yeah.
What about you?
We never had a pet. My mum said she had too many children to have a pet as well. So
what's yours?
I guess I just have the street name. So I'd have been called Ashley.
Ashley!
They call me Ashley.
To be fair, quite good.
Singular.
I feel like you'd have to be a really famous porn star to go by one name.
Yeah, like Madonna or Cher. Not many men have only one name. It's always like Cher, Madonna.
Seal.
Okay. God, twice in two podcasts.
Prince.
Prince, that's a good one. Okay, fine.
Anyway, Ashley, come on. Back to the book.
How dare you get me mixed up with some other midnight lady?
No, she's a business associate. And a terrific fuck in the sheet shack, if truth had been true to his namesake.
I beg your pardon?
And a terrific fuck in the sheet sack, if truth were being true to its namesake.
Jesus Christ, you did well with that.
Thank you. And a terrific fuck in the sheet sack, if truth had been true to its namesake. But I have to go.
You'd be like, what are you mumbling under your breath, fine?
You see, Belinda had been meant to meet Spooner last night. But 10 martinis too many had made him forget 100%.
He's on a mission.
Yeah, rubbish. Shit spy.
So he's just got drunk last night while Belinda's been in prison?
Well, yeah, he's supposed to... I guess she was supposed to do a check-in.
Yeah.
You know when they hired Spooner, was he literally the only person available?
I think he just sounded like James Bond and they were like, well, you must be good. You sound like one of the most famous spies in the world.
Well, remember, he was actually hired by Jim Walters, right? Someone knew from somewhere. It wasn't like he was properly appointed.
Like... Everything he's done has been a massive cock-up.
Yeah, literally. He pulled on his bush shorts and cargo top and left Fanny Driller spitting feathers on the bed.
What an unpleasant collection of words.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Back in the place in Australia where Bella and Belinda are being held hostage.
Which we could all say because we all remember.
Giselle was nakedly wanking up the not so pleasant George.
Wanking up.
Wanking up.
What else? What other options are there?
Wank down.
Wanking up.
I think that's up the shaft. So like only going up and not doing down.
Oh.
Oh, up and back to base. Yeah, up and back to base.
Yeah, exactly.
Up. Oh, okay.
Let go at the top and then back to the bottom.
Very flamboyant there, James.
Or do you kind of, when you get to the top, do you do a kind of like with the hands back down? Oh. But you're not wanking. You're just...
No, just kind of running your fingernails down.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I can't wait for this plan to start working.
That makes all of us.
I mean, the good thing is at least everyone's as shit as each other. They're all just bungling up their plans.
Yeah.
It's just loads of people who just don't know what they're doing.
It's quite like, true to life, really. Like, everyone just like fumbles their way through life, don't they? True. I mean, look at us, for fuck's sake.
Fake it till you make it.
I can't wait for this plan to start working. But what will make Blumenthal talk? Oh, yeah, I like that.
So Dad's just done a little asides in between the sentences here. So,
in brackets?
Hyphens, actually.
Oh, sorry, hyphens.
I can't wait for this plan to start working. But what will make Blumenthal talk? Oh, I like that. Shall we feed the other one to a croc? Ow! Not so vigorous, Giselle. You know my frenulum of prepuce of penis is tighter than most.
What?
If I had found.
What is a frenulum, please?
Is that foreskin?
Frenulum of prepuce of penis.
Well, I'm guessing it's that bit that connects.
Oh,
yeah.
The banjo string.
Is that what it's called?
Colloquially.
Because this is the frenulum.
Under your tongue.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the frenulum. Because you can have that pierced, can't you?
An elastic band of tissue under the glans penis that connects it to the prepuce. So his is smaller than most.
It's tighter, I guess.
That's what he said. So she's really going for it and yanking it. And he's like, ow. Oh, that's quite horrible.
The main thing I wonder about that is, when did they have that conversation? Like, he's just said she knows that. You know I've got a tight frenulum.
Yeah, when do you introduce that?
Yeah.
Midway through date one?
Giselle, I told you my frenulum and free fruits of penis is short.
But I thought you said we wouldn't harm them, Georgie.
Georgie?
That they were just bait.
Bait gets eaten, Jizzy Jizz.
So silly.
All together now. One, two, three.
Bait gets eaten, Jizzy Jizz. It's quite fun to say.
It's like sausages.
And that's spelled J-I-Z-Z-Y-G-I-S. Jizzy Jizz.
Oh, he's done every possible spelling there, hasn't he?
Jizzy Jizz. Oh, wow.
Giselle, I guess. You know.
No, I fully got it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Mansplain 101.
Thousand apologies. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so Jazzy Jeff is wanking off.
Don't drag Jazzy Jeff into this yet again.
But you said we'd feed them to Bish to save our skins, not to a bloodthirsty crocodile. I say a lot of things, Giselle. I'm a serial liar and fantasist.
It's so self-aware.
And I also tell the truth. Think of me as a game of veracity Russian roulette. You never know what you're going to get.
Veracity Russian roulette.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Mm. What a lovely little... Yeah, I really like that as a little kind of concept.
Why is George Sylvester the most fleshed out character in these books?
And eloquent.
Think of me as a game of veracity Russian roulette. You never know what you're going to get.
He ejaculated.
You never know what you're going to get.
Okay, Giselle mumbled.
I'm not really listening.
As white spermatosa glooped down her knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Book five.
He knows it. He knows it well.
Yeah, that would happen.
Gross.
Spermatosa, though. Come on.
Well, I was going to say, book five... Chapter 12 is finally run out of ways to describe Spunk.
By calling it its proper name.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what he falls back on, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Latinate or whatever it is.
If in doubt, I'll finally pick up a book. Burgled of their freedom down the hall, Belinda and Bella were getting shocked and sad.
Oh, no.
Shocked and sad.
That's definitely two things you don't want to feel in porn. Like, yeah. Shocked, maybe a little bit. Sad, gonna kill it.
Yeah. I just imagine them sat in a room, just shifting between the emotions quite quickly, like, oh, no.
Like, that would be hours. Awful. What an awful combination.
The horrid and big jail man, capital J, capital M.
New character.
I'm the jail man.
Watching them was a lech with bad breath and an annoying habit for talking.
So that was how Mrs. Melody decided to leave Uncle Fairfox for the hotter climes of Cairns. But she did find it too hot after a while, you see, and... Cor, I've just noticed, the jail man interrupted himself. You're a gorgeous couple of Sheilas.
Oh, my God. Can I just apologise? We're going to be in Australia soon, and I don't know if we can walk down the street with our heads held high.
I'm not going to get in.
Just noticed. He's been there for hours.
Yeah, but he's so busy telling his story.
Isn't he? But hasn't he seen Belinda's magnificent breasts? They catch the eye from far away.
What are they wearing as well? Because they weren't wearing an awful lot on the beach, so aren't they naked?
Well, she definitely got her stilettos on, because she stood up on those earlier.
Yeah, but she never wears a top on the beach. We know that for a fact.
Oh, yeah, the beach bra is non-existent.
Yeah.
You're a gorgeous couple of Sheilas. My name's Bella,
said Bella.
Oh, my God.
And I'm Belinda. No Sheilas here.
Oh, God.
Look alive, girls,
said Belinda, looking around her empty surroundings.
Bella's like,
where's Sheila?
Stupid.
But then she looked at Bella, the same thought frothing between them.
Throthing?
Throthing.
Frothing?
Frothing.
Throthing.
Throthing.
Frothing?
Or throthing.
How's it spelled?
T-H.
Oh, God.
It's throthing. But if you want us to be called Sheila, we can be called Sheila, Belinda purred.
The guy must be like, no, it's a turn of phrase. Like, Sheila's is a collective term for women.
Oh, Sheila, you look hot.
Oh, Christ. Oh, I am quite warm, Sheila.
Oh, my God, stop calling each other Sheila.
I think I could lose some of these layers, Sheila.
They've not got any layers on.
Let Sheila help you, Sheila.
Oh, my God.
What is this? What is this awful sketch comedy?
Never let those clits out the clink.
Life sentence.
And with that sexy talk, Bella stripped Belinda of her buttercup and dandelion pattern sundress.
She must have been given that by the Black Ox. Cover yourself up. We've got this lovely dandelion. What is it? Dandelion and burdock tablecloth.
Dandelion and burdock.
Her exposed titties rose to her chin as her double nipples grew like they were suffering from anaphylactic shock.
Her double nipples.
Double nipples.
That's a disgusting thought.
Yeah. One on top of the other or side by side.
I don't know, what would they be?
Side by side, sure.
Or more like, I was thinking like a snake tongue where they split into like a double.
Oh.
Bella's big lips clamped onto those nozzles of flesh and sucked hard.
Why is it like the nipple stuff that is just gets so much attention?
I honestly feel ill every time.
Because it, you just know he's into it.
Yeah, nipples are his favourite.
Nipples are his fave. Sorry, Jamie, I can't help it and neither can James. That's just a fact. Yeah, Jamie. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you just, Jamie, look at me. Your dad loves nipples.
Oh my God.
Just say it.
No. And
it, why?
No.
Your dad loves nipples.
Okay, your dad loves nipples.
Sucking them, tweezing them, flicking them. Jamie, I'm not doing it for the good of my health.
Oh, Sheila, you're good at that.
Stop saying Sheila.
Now strip. Bella obliged and stood in her bare beauty while the jail man's tongue wobbled and splashed saliva over the cell.
Over the cell? Dog. Buckets of it.
Belinda squatted like a crab and moved towards Bella, who adopted
in the squat?
The same pose.
Just like two crabs, like, moving around themselves, like, to side.
Scuttling, like... Horrible.
That's what I call a pincer movement.
They bent their front bottoms into one another and dangled their clits together.
Sorry, what's with all this front bottom, back bottom business? Dangled?
Dangled their clits, Alice! Dangled their clits.
Mamma mia.
Electrical excitement fused their systems, but but they didn't stop wriggling.
Fused.
Sorry, can we go back to the dangly clit?
Yeah.
They're never that long, are they?
Well, I mean, they can be long, but they're not dangly.
No, they're not dangly.
They can be long.
Well, they vary.
Every woman's is different. It's like a penis. Every size.
Some protrude, some don't really, but like.
But they never dangle.
I wouldn't say. You've not got floor draggers like this.
Floor draggers, that's. Come on.
Sorry, I'm in the wrong.
So they're dangling their clits together, but they won't stop wriggling. The jail man just stared at the phenomenon.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? You'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
What are these crab women with
these
the long clits?
Station Sheila's doing.
Newly conjoined twins connected by the clitoris.
Come on.
What, they joined clitorises?
They're fused? They've literally fused.
I think it's a... I don't know.
Conjoined twins isn't a pleasant... Anymore. That's not a pleasant comparison when they're being sexual, is it?
No.
Take some of Rocky's, like, insaneness out of the way. So does that mean they're just, like, scissoring
I guess.
Or something? They're just
standing
kinda...
up scissoring?
Standing up scissoring.
Or, like, squatting scissoring?
Crabby scissoring?
Crabby. Oh, my God. Again, crabby, not a nice image.
Won't you join us, please?
Bella asked the jail man. But you can't... touch us, can you?
Oh, I know what's coming.
Belinda prattled. You want to touch us? Deep.
Oh, God. Barf, can you please pass up the barf bucket? What do you think is going
to
happen?
They're going to get him to open the door and then they're going to scuttle out like little crabs.
Oh, my God.
So, you want to touch us deep.
This is the longest I haven't said anything since July of 1974.
I love him. I love Jail Man.
The jail man gogs as he took his fat little helper out of his undies and began to jerk at work.
Fat little helper.
Sounds like a dance class I'd go to.
Come on, plant that thick courgette in our vegetable patch. Oh. Belinda breathed over the bars.
I mean, that's actually quite wholesome for Rocky.
The jail man succumbed and decoded the rusty combination lock. But just as he did, Spoons jumped out of the shadow nowhere and shouted, "Don't worry, ladies. In the name of Her Majesty, I'll save your bottoms."
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't, actually.
Why do we just say, "In the name of Her Majesty"? Just do what you were doing. Don't need the speech.
It's a strange disclaimer, isn't it?
How did he know where they were?
He was nearby, wasn't he?
He was nearby.
But he didn't know he was nearby. He didn't even know they'd been captured.
He's a spy. He knows everything.
I don't know why you're being so pernickety.
Yeah, there's no point in questioning it. Carry on, sorry.
The jail man immediately snapped out of his sex days, moved to the side, pushed the cell door open and watched as Spoons missed him and jumped straight inside.
Sorry, one sec. So they'd nearly saved themselves. Spooner was watching all of this, so he must have seen that they'd nearly saved themselves and that jail man was going to open the gate. What Spooner's actually done is jumped inside the cell and jail man's going to just clink it shut.
He's
again.
In the clink.
Are you joking?
The jail man slammed the cell door shut and used his thumb to smudge the metal-ridged digits into a jumble. This locked the combination
lock.
Yes,
well, quite, of course.
Okay, it's official. Spooner is the worst spy
ever.
You're incompetent, mate.
Jail man. This is what I'm saying. Jail man is where it's at.
He gets you. He's on your level.
We're on the same page.
I think we need a jail man spin-off.
Honestly.
Can
you imagine the stories?
You're incompetent, mate. And incarcerated. Wait till I tell Mr. Skipper George we got one more.
Jail man, he's got good quips. He's smart.
He told a good story.
Yeah.
Shut.
Yes, shut indeed. Absolute shut.
Shut. Spooner spoke, unable to look at either Bella or Belinda in the eyeballs due to shame. You really are James Spooner, Belinda mouthed. You really are quite shit.
Thank you.
Everyone's very chill about the fact that he's basically just sealed the deal on them dying and being fed to a croc or a crab.
We look at the hideaway complex from afar away and see a small, frail foot stand on the bushland.
This is a camera direction.
Then another foot step. Is there space between the words?
Is this for when we turn it into a Hollywood masterpiece? why is it written like this now?
I think he's being cinematic now, isn't he? He's kind of like pulling it back.
Yeah, but he's shifted into an entirely different style.
So we look at the hideaway complex. From afar away and see a small, frail foot stand on the bushland. Then another foot step.
So strange.
Hair Bish
yes.
blinked. And that oh, is God. The end of the chapter.
I have never felt more cheated. Oh my goodness.
So.
What an incompetent bunch. I would say goons, but they're not even as good as the goons.
They almost don't deserve a story because they're so crap.
I actually dream of the Cosmo macaroon days because it actually felt like there was promise.
Yeah.
Whereas now, are they all going to end up in the cell?
Yeah.
Like, you know, will Tony jump in there too?
How do these people dress themselves in the morning? Honestly, how do they wake up?
How have they got the biggest selling pots and pans range in Australian history?
To be fair. Okay. So
to be fair,
I
hate his sentences that start, to be fair.
We have Belinda and Bella and Spooner in the cell.
Yes.
We've got Giselle.
Why is he saying it like this?
And George.
Yes.
Herr Bish has just arrived.
Yes.
Mm.
So Bish wants Giselle and George, but George and Giselle want to feed Belinda and Bella to Bish to escape. I think there's something that can happen here. I think, I don't know.
So he's got everyone in one place.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that cell. Literally in one place. I feel like Gelman's going to unzip his body and inside's going to be, you know...
Des Martin.
Precisely. Precisely.
So, yeah, you're right. It's good that he's got everyone in one location.
Like, well, suddenly he's got... He's managed to find a way to get everyone into one place for a showdown. That's quite good.
Implausible, and I would say impossible. But he's covered that by saying that people were just nearby or within arm's reach. He's used very vague language about people's location.
I mean, how has Herr Bish got there from Germany?
To Australia.
In like 25 minutes. But...
I mean, that is the last question on my mind. There's so many more before that.
Okay.
But I guess, like, whereas in book four, we kind of thought slash hoped that the special one would be revealed in the last chapter. I really have no idea how this book's going to end, or even if it'll end it satisfactorily.
So yeah, last chapter next week.
The grand finale. We'll be having a listening party, as we always do. 8 p.m. Monday the 2nd of December. 8 p.m. GMT, sorry. So whatever time that is in your part of the world. We'll all get on Twitter at the same time. Hashtag porno day.
People are so funny with what they tweet and they always find the best gifts.
It's always so much fun. Send us your pictures of you, whatever you're having for dinner or wherever you're having your party. We want to see where you're getting involved. And we'll all be pressing play at the same time.
Some people listen to it on their commute because they can't wait. So just listen to it again for the party.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
This feels like one big setup for our trip to Australia. I'm expecting everything that's happened in the books to happen to us.
Oh God, don't say that.
Aren't we going to hunt out Cosmo Macaroon, surely?
I want to meet Gelman.
I mean, Gelman's at the top of my list.
Yes, so we're going on tour starting in Australia. We've sold out both Sydney Opera House, both Brisbane's, one of our Melbourne's. The tickets are flying off the shelves.
They're really starting to go everywhere, so please do get them while you can.
They're the Oxy Brillo range of comedy tickets. So.
You can get yours now at mydadwroteaporno.com/live. America, UK, Europe. We're going everywhere.
And it's Belinda's 30th birthday. You cannot miss it.
The crazy thing about this show compared to the last one is that Rocky's written a pick your porno chapter. So you guys will decide. You'll kind of make a bespoke pornographic piece.
Don't say piece.
Sorry. To your requirements. I mean, that is, if it all works out, I mean, Rocky's written it, so probably not.
Honestly, it is so ambitious. I can't wait to see how he's fucked it up.
Expect an 8-hour show.
Yeah. But every show is going to be different this year, which is really exciting.
So, you bunch of Sheilas, we'll see you next week for the big finale.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.